You're holding Dav Chav Zayin Amid Beis on top. Mor says, Tana Rabbanan, look at the Brayse like this. Sheva Hazois, Sheva Poro, the seven Hazois that you're supposed to do with the Poro Adumo. So Sheosan Ben Shaloy Lushmon, Ben Shaloy Luchavonis, is Psulis. If the Kohen that made these Hazois, if he did it Shaloy Lushmon, he did not do it L'Shem, the Poro Adumo, or else, he did it L'Shaloy Luchavonis, means he did not do it. He was not mechavin kineged the pischa shel hechel, even though the hazoyis are done all the way up in the harazaisim, or the opposite away from the opposite harabais, but still he's supposed to be make the hazoyis towards the pischa shel hechel. So if he did not do it kineged the pischa shel hechel, it's psulas, because the pasuk says chuka, and it says v'yal noichach, it has to be done. The same thing be done shelo lishmon, since the por adum is considered like a chatesi. Therefore, Shlom Lishmon is possible. Now, what about the Shebifnim? Let's say a korban is done in the Pnim. Rashi says that means Kegoyin Diyor Makippur, or else Par Koyin Mashiach, or Par Elam Dovah, so you have Zechovim, as any other one of the Chatois HaPnim. Or else the Shebif Mitzvah, that a Koyin, when he makes the Azois of the Shemin, that he has to sprinkle it also towards the Mizbeach, towards the Azorah. So if he does this, when he's being Metara the Mitzvah, when he has to use his Shema, the person says he puts it on his hands of the Kohen, and he makes the Azois towards the Pnim. Rashi says, B'shaniknim Mishemin Shem Mitzvah. So if the Kohen does this, Shaloi Lishmon is also Psulus, and makes a Psul in this, in the Kabonis, or in the Shemin Shem Mitzvah. Shaloi Mechubonis, let's say here the Kohen does it, Shaloi Mechubim doesn't sprinkle it exactly towards the Pnim, both by the Chates HaPnim or by the Shemin Shem Torah, here it's alright. Rashi says, because like Sivbu, El Meichach doesn't say the word El Meichach. Sif, even though Lechatchil is supposed to do it that way, but the other discussion. Now the Gemara is, Ivo Tani, we learned, Gabi Pora, Shaloi Lishmon Sulais, Shaloi Mechubonis Ksheris. I we learned even by the Paradum, if the Kohen makes the Azois, not kineged the Pesach or the Hechel, still it's kosher. So, and before we learned it's possible. So I'm Chiz, the answer is, hey, like kash, there's no stira. I tell you, Hor Reb Yehuda, Hor Rabbonin, Staka Machlekis, Reb Yehuda and the Rabbonin. Rashi says, the Sefer the Milsma Parshka will soon explain this. The Tanya we learned like this. Mechus Rei Kapora. If somebody is missing, that did not bring his korban yet, whether it's a Yoledes or a Mitzayram, Shenichnasu Liazora, that this person now before he brought his korban, so he's not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. Still, he went to the Beis Hamikdash. So b'shoygeg chayev chatis, as he goes in b'shoygeg his chayev a korban chatis. B'mezid oynish korus, if he goes in b'mezid, he's chayev korus. And Rashi says the chol zman shlehevi kaprosoi liyotzi medei tumosoi. Now, get to the Beis Hamikdash, he's still considered like his tomei. And if a person of tomei goes into the Beis Hamikdash, he's chayev korus. And the Gemara says, V'ein tzorch lemi, you don't have to tell me, tfu yoim, avad the person that was tomei, even though he went to the mikveh that day, but before it comes her shemesh, avad he's considered tomei, and again to go into the Beis Hamikdash. And v'shar kol atzmeim, any other person that's tomei, that if he goes into the Beis Hamikdash, b'meitzit he's chayiv, chorus. U'tohoirim shenichtnesu lefnim imichatzosim heichol. What's going to be if a person that's tor, but he walks inside the Azorah, he walks inside lefnim, he walks inside the Hechel, Lechel Kuloi, is Biaboyim, then the Mighty is over love, he only gets Malchus, that's all. Rashi says, it means Terim Shnichtul of Nimim Michitzosan, Yud Alef Amo, Mokum Drishus Ragli Yisrael. If he walks further in than that, Lechel, and Nichtus Susham, he goes into the Hechel, then he gets Malchus. Rashi, the Postit says, V'yal Yovoi Becholesel HaKodesh, you're not allowed to walk into the Kodesh, that's a love. What's about mi beis la proichus el pnei hakaparus? Let's say somebody walks from inside the base mi beis la proichus. Rashi says it means lefnim, lefnayim lefnim, shesham oron via pnei hakaparus nami hainu mi beis la proichus el sholach ad lefnei oron. He went into the oron. Then we said the locher is the misa. Then he's chayiv misa. So that's a two gedor. If he just walks into the heichol, a regular Yisrael, he's chayiv, he gets Malkus. But if he walks into the Lefnayim Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he gets Misa. Reb Yudi says, Kol Heichol Kuloi, Omi Beis Tapreches Piyaboyim, no, the Heichol, and if you walk into the base, Mi Beis Tapreches also you get Malkus. But V'yel Pnei HaKaperes Pemisa, when do you get Misa? Only if you come into the Pnei HaKaperes. So Rashi says it means, Sheholach Ad Lefnei Oren Pemisa. So only if Imamish walks up until the Oren, that's where he's Chayiv Misa. But before that, also Son Yilav. So the kid said, Samach Leikis, when do you get Misa for coming in? Do you have to only walk into the Oren? Or is it enough just to walk, if you walk into Kodesh HaKadoshim, also, not Lefnei Lefnim, if you just walked in Lefnim, for that you get Misa. So Gemara says, B'mai Kamiflugi, what's the Machleikis over here? So Gemara says, B'hai Kro, the argument is Postik. The Postik says, V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, Dabur al Aroin, Ochicha, V'yal Yovim B'cholei Tzala Kodesh, Mi Beis La Pereiches, El Pnei HaKaparis, Asher al Oren, V'lo Yomus, that anybody, L'lav Davki Yisrael, even the Kohen Gadol, that not let her come inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and do not come in, because otherwise you'll get missed if you do come in, the Pasuk says. So how do we dash in this Pasuk that it says, we are Yovah B'choleis El HaKodesh Mi Beis La Pereiches El Pnei HaKaparis? What does it mean, Mi Beis La Pereiches and El Pnei HaKaparis? So Rabbanim, some of the Rabbanim hold, El HaKodesh B'lo Yovah. If you just walked into the Heichol, for that you're only over Lav. Mi Beis La Pereiches V'El Pnei HaKaparis is B'lo Yomus. But once you walk inside the Heichel, when you walk inside the Kodesh, the place where the Shulchan is and the Menorah, for that alone also you receive Misa. And Avad, if you walk into where the Oren is, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Avad also, you'll be Chayiv Misa. So Mar explains now, for Rabbi Yehuda Sava, what does he hold? El HaKodesh, Umi Beis La Pereches B'lo Yavoyim, even coming into the Heichel, or else coming into the Umi Beis La Pereches, coming into the Kodesh, that's also only a lav. The Pnei HaKaparis, when you come inside the Kodesh HaKadosh, and the Makom of the Oren is, that's below Yomus, that's Machlekes. When exactly are you Chayiv Misa for coming into the Kodesh HaKadosh? So my time with the Rabbanon, what's the reason of the Rabbanon that they say Misa even goes on El Mi Beis La Pereches? Because the Rabbanon says like this, E Sakodadik Yom Rav Yudi, if you know, like Rav Yudi says, Lichter Rachmona to Pasuk right, El HaKodesh, V'el Pnei HaKaparis, V'loi Boyi, Mi Beis La Pereches. Let the Pasuk just say El HaKodesh, and then V'el Pnei HaKaparis, that you Chayiv Misa. Why does it have to say Mi Beis La Pereches for? But no, I would know like this, Heichol Mechayiv, if you Chayiv Misa coming into the Heichol, Mi Beis La Pereches, Mi Boyi, Avad Yechayiv coming into the Beis La, Mi Beis La, Mi Beis La Pereches. Mi Yechayiv Allah for coming into the Heichol, so Avada going further into the Kodesh, Avada Yechayiv Allah. If so, Mi Beis HaPareches, the Kosta Rachamon Olamali, why does Bozak have to say the words V'chlal, Mi Beis HaPareches, just to teach us there's Allah, so Radha Shramin, here at Saraya, B'Misa, that Yechayiv Misa on this. Sefta Rabbanan Shita, that even Mi Beis HaPareches, even from Mi Beis HaPareches, and that also Yechayiv Misa. So only the Heichel are Yechayiv Alav. But further in the Heichel, going to the Kodesh already, for that you're over, you have a Chayiv Misa. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, what's for Rabbi Yehuda? He holds no, you only Chayiv Misa when you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, just in the Kodesh is only Alav. So he holds like this, Ikos HaRachmon El HaKodesh, Torah would have just wrote the word El HaKodesh, V'loik Siv Mi Beis La Pereches, Havamina My Kodesh, Mi Beis La Pereches. I would have thought to say, you know where the Lav first starts, if you walk into the Kodesh, that's Mi Beis La Pereches. That's inside the Pereches. Abel Heichol, but just to be outside in the Heichol, Lav Nami Loi, maybe not even over Lav. That's what the Pasuk has to say both, to say, you're over Lav even starting from the Heichol. Bi Rabbonim, what do Rabbonim say? Ha'hulem Motzis Amrit, you can't say like that. Ha'hulem Motzis Amrit. Te Heichal Kula Yikra Kodesh. Because the Heichol is called Kodesh. You can't stop say Kodesh only means inside Heichel, but not the Heichel itself. Avada the Heichel would also be included in the Lav. Shedem the Apostle says, V'hivdilo ha-pareichos lechem, pein ha-kodesh, u'ben kodesh ha-kodoshim. That the pareichos is dividing between the Kodesh, mashma the Heichel is called Kodesh, between the Kodesh ha-kodoshim. If so, that's the Rabbanan Shita to say that you only chayv misa when you go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Even chayv misa in the Kodesh means inside, in the Kodesh, you also chayv misa. And the Heichel, that's only alav. For Rabbi Yehuda, my time, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? He said, no, even in the Heichel, even in the Kodesh, you only over alav. The misa is only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because he is Sagadadi Kodam Rabbanan. If you hold that, the Rabbanan say that what? That both the Heichel, only the Heichel is belav. But inside the Heichel, your chayv misa, so you'd hold lichta rachmona el hakodesh, or may base la perches. Let the pasuk just write is allowed not to come into the kodesh, that's to come into the Heichel, and then if you go may base la perches inside the perches, that's when you chayv misa. For loy boy el panei kaparis, now we do not need the pasuk of saying when you come into the kaparis into the yaron, because I would say like this, may base la perches the misa madach when you come into the kodesh. For that alone, you chayiv misa, you come into where the bias of the preches is al pnei hakaparis mi boi. Pshit, if you go further into the pnei hakaparis, you go into where the urine is, pshit, you be chayiv misa. So why does the pasuk have to say al pnei hakaparis for? Rashi says, well, misha shenichnas mi bias la preches, mi chayiv misa, v'yesh b'chlam mi bias la preches, pnei hakaparis, about this included. If so, al pnei hakaparis, kos rachmona lomali, Shmamina, that's Rabbi Yehuda's proof to say, El Pnei HaKaparis B'Misa. When you chayv misa, only if you come inside near the urine. But mi based on perichis outside the urine, just near the perichis, that's only be azara. Even though you're in the kachim, you're in the kodesh, you're only overlap, not a misa. For Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say? Hochinami, to like tzorach, really you don't need this pasuk taka, El Pnei HaKaparis. Because madich, before that you chayv misa, avad you chayv misa coming near the urine. Why does the pasuk have to say El Pnei HaKaparis coming into the Kaparis by the Oren? Lemute derech meshupash. It means to exclude if you come in through the side or you come in under a tunnel. You have to only chayv misa if you come in neichach, like Rashi says. That lemichayv the El Pnei binan sheponim aponim. You have to become in mizrochi shal Kaparis. You have to walk straight in. But if you come in through the side or underneath the tunnel, then you'll be potter from Misa. The Mor says, Kedetona Dveri Abelazer ben Yaakov. Like we learned by Abelazer ben Yaakov, it says, El Pnei HaKaparis Kedma. It says like you have to come, El Pnei HaKaparis Kedma the East. So he darshins that Ze Bon Av. This is a Binyan Av that this we learn out from here to all of the places. That Komokim Shinema Pnei. Wherever the pasuk says the word pnei, einu yela pnei kodim, it has to be towards the east side. So wherever it says the word pnei, it always means towards the east side. So it's like this now. Reb Yehuda, so that's what he does the word of pnei kapur, is just teaching us it has to be towards the east side, and not if you come in through the sides. Now the Gemara says, Reb Yehuda, the omar el pnei kapur, dafka, that he says, yoni chayv misa. When you come inside by the Orin, if so, when the Pasuk says, V'hizo el noichach nami dafka. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, V'hizo el noichach, also nami dafka. Therefore, there's no stira in by the Paraduma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that al pnei kaparis means dafka, or then when it says V'hizo, well, you have to spritz the Paraduma towards the Heichom, that's also the dafka. And if you do it, Shleim Mechavon is a zakapsula. But for Rabbanon, midahosam lav davka, hochinam lav davka. But according to Rabbanon, when it says apnei kaparis is lav davka, you're not only chayv misa coming into the yoren, even before that you chayv misa. So what then by the paradum when it says al noichach apnei kaparis also is lav davka, you'll be yotzer the mitzvahs paraduma, even though the hazoyas were not done apnei the heichel. So that's how miyashiv the steer before. And one brisa says by the paraduma, if you make the azor shloim mechavonis is psula, and one brisa says no by the parah shloim lishma psulas, but shloim mechavonis is ksheris. That goes according to Rabban and Shita. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef. Yes, we ask the question of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, midiel dafko, since it says el pnei kaparis, which is dafko, is el noichach is nami dafko. You tell me it's dafko also. If so, el debemikdash sheni lehevi orin no kaparis. In the second base of Migdish, they did not have the orin and they did not have the kaparis. His ochinamid lo yovet hazois. So you want to tell me then you can't make the hazois of the paraduma? because you can't be noichach towards the Oren or towards the Kaparis. And you're saying it's dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Barula, on the court, the Pasuk says no. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh, meaning to say, mokum hamakodesh lakodesh. It's not just to have that mokum. Rashi says, Oren al mokum Oren mazir, afil lek Oren. Even though you don't have the Oren there, still you can make the hazor, as long as you're sprinkling the dam towards the mokum of the Makudish.